At approximately 4 o'clock in the afternoon, two men entered a drugstore on 145th Street in Harlem. The state will contend that one of those men was Richard Bobo Evans. The state will contend that the other man who entered the store at that time and who participated in the robbery and the murder was James King. Petrocelli points to the table at which James King sits. Mr. King is the man sitting at that table who is wearing a brown suit and is sitting at the right of the table. You were introduced to him during the jury selection process. He is one of the men on trial here today. The purpose of the two men entering the store on that Monday was very simple. They were going to rob the owner, 55-year-old Alginaldo Nesbitt. We will show that although the two men did not have a gun with them, the owner of the store did have a gun for which he had a license and produced it to defend his property. Mr. Evans, who participated in the robbery, will testify that there was a struggle, which resulted in the gun being discharged and Mr. Nesbitt being killed. Mr. Nesbitt had every right to defend his property, every right not to be robbed. We all have that right. Further, there will be evidence that prior to the robbery, there was a plan or conspiracy to rob the store. Mr. Evans and Mr. King were to enter the store and do the actual robbery. Another of the planners of this crime was to stand outside the drugstore and impede anyone chasing the robbers. The young man who had this assignment will testify to his role in the affair. Yet another of the conspirators, the planners of this robbery that left a man dead, was to go into the store prior to the robbery to check it out, to make sure that there were no police in the store, to make sure that the coast was clear, as they say. Two of the conspirators will testify